You are listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Catch the Michael K. Show weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on ESPN New York 98.7 FM and ESPNNewYork.com.
Elaine, congratulations. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, it's been a good ride so far. We still have some work to do, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Is it as sweet as you thought it was going to be?
I knew that getting into the playoffs it was going to be a challenge. I mean, the teams are so good. And what's in there, I mean, our competition starting from Philly and then going through Pittsburgh and now Montreal, who had just beaten probably the best team in the league, beating the Bruins. I knew it was going to be a big challenge, and it was. I mean, there were some momentum swings from game to game. There were some momentum swings in games, and it made it for a great night last night. We played our best game of all the playoffs last night, and it was at the right time.
You went through this 3 years ago in Vancouver. What did you learn that you can apply to the experience here?
Well, it's such a fine line between winning and losing at this time of the year. The teams are so similar and so good that, I see two things. If I was a player right now, I'd want to enjoy this moment the best I can. But at the same time, and we've got two guys that are going to remind our players of that, Martin St. Louis and Brad Richards. You never know if you're ever going to get another kick at this year. That's how challenging it is to make it. So we've got an opportunity. It starts Wednesday. We still don't know who we're going to play, but we got to make the best of it.
Now, you're not going to become anybody's bulletin board fodder. You're too smart for that. But let me ask you it this way. Do you match up better with one of those two teams?
I would say pick your poison. I mean, those two teams, you've got the Stanley Cup champions from last year and the Stanley Cup champions from 2 years ago. Two great teams. Chicago's probably, a little bit more skilled. And L.A., even though they're a top-scoring team right now, they're probably the bigger and better defensive team. So pick your poison. I mean, they're both elite teams, and that's where they are where they are.
You've had to rotate different guys in the lineup, Elaine, from JT Miller, Dan Carcillo, Rafael Diaz, Jasper Fast. How are you able to keep those guys engaged when it could be 2-3 weeks between performances?
Great assistant coaches. They do a great job with those guys, after practice, before practice, making sure that they stay sharp. But credit goes to the players. I mean, they understand that, from one day to the other, we might need them. So they've got to make sure that if we do need them, that they're 100% ready to go. So they put in a lot of time and effort. And everybody that we've asked to play, whether it be, 3-4 minutes to 12-15 like Diaz did last night, they've all come in and contributed in a real good fashion.
Alain Vigneault is our guest here on the Michael Kay Show, the head coach of the New York Rangers, who are going to the Stanley Cup Final. In sports, you always hear that, gee, I didn't know this guy was this good until I saw him play every single day. Is there somebody on this Ranger team that you now have a greater appreciation for as his coach every single day than you did just as an opposing coach?
Well, I coming from Vancouver, we didn't play against the East very much, so I didn't really have a good understanding of the players that I was going to get to coach. But having been here one full year, I got to say that Ryan McDonough is, from day one, he's been a great guy to coach. He's really, in my estimation, improved this year. Every day, there's so much potential there. Every day he seems to be getting better, and he's got a real bright future in front of him.
How about Brian Boyle? He really seemed to step up in the postseason, Coach.
Yeah, he did. Boiler is the type of guy that loves to tell everybody that he's real good in playoff time, and boy, does he live up to the billing. Our penalty killing has been real good, and he's a big part of that. He's on my first unit that I throw out there. He's real physical and real strong on faceoffs, and he's done a great job for us. And that line last night, him, Dominic, and Dorsett, they got us the goal that permitted us to move on.
When you look at this situation that you inherited and you took over this job and you guys started off slowly, did you ever doubt yourself and your system when you got out of the gate as slowly as you did?
Not really. You know, I knew that what I wanted to bring in as far as style of play, it was the way that you need to play to have success in the NHL. I knew it was going to be some sort of a learning curve. It might have been a little bit longer than I expected, in the sense that we had a very challenging training camp, and I think that might have put us back a couple or more weeks than anticipated. But come December, even though we weren't getting the results, we were playing some real good hockey, and all of a sudden after game 40, I mean, we just turned it around. We became, I think we were the fifth best team from November on in the NHL, and now we've got a chance to compete for the Cup.
Rick Nash has actually played pretty well. He just hasn't lit the lamp to the extent that I think people expect him to. Can he continue to contribute and help you win a championship and not score that many goals?
Well, he did have a good series scoring-wise against Montreal, and even though he hasn't been on the score sheet as much as he would like and probably we would like, Rick has found ways to contribute. His effort level, his defensive play, his job on the penalty killing has been extraordinary. And, he's been a real good player for us. At this time of the year, everybody's got to find ways to contribute. And sometimes it's on the score sheet, like Dominic Moore last night. Like, he's not considered one of our offensive players, but he finds a way to score a big goal at a big moment. And Rick Nash, found ways during that game to make some great defensive plays, block some shots, and permitted us to move on and get a chance to compete for the Cup.
Elaine, did you think that Lundqvist was going to have to pitch a shutout for you to win?
I thought that I knew we were going to respond with a much better game than we had in Montreal. I thought we could score more than one goal, and chance-wise and opportunity-wise, I mean, it wasn't even close. They had one chance in the first four in the second, and they didn't have one in the third. So we played our best game. He had to make, a couple of unbelievable saves, and that's why, he's one of the best at his job.
Now, you do a great job of rotating your four lines and your three defensive pairings. Is that generally your philosophy to get everybody playing time, or does how well those guys play dictate how much ice time they get?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, you know, how well guys play definitely dictates how much ice time you're going to get. But to have success at this level and, to play from September to now we're going into June, you have to play your bench. You have to, play four lines and six Ds. And your players have to understand that. And we need them to bring an A game. And when their A game's not there, it has to be a B-plus at this time of the year. Because only if you play your best can you win some games. And we've been able to, roll the four lines because our guys have been playing well, and the six Ds because our Ds have been playing well.
Elaine, you're the head coach of a team with one of the great, most loyal fan bases in professional sports. At the end of that game, could you feel the love from that fan base at the Garden last night?
It was incredible. One of the best feelings and best moments I've had. I had my two daughters were in the stands, and they told me it was one of the most unreal experiences they've ever had. They lived through Vancouver when we went to the Cup Finals and lost Game 7. But last night for a conference final, they said that was the most exciting game they've ever been a part of.
Has any of the back and forth that happened the last week affected your relationship with Michelle Therrien?
No, I mean, I texted him after the game last night, and I told him he should be proud of the job he did, and told him I was going to give him a call here in a couple of days. I'm going to let him, it's going to take him a little while to get over this. When you're this close, it hurts, and I know what he's going through, and I'll give him a couple of days, and he did a real good job with that team, and it was a real tough series.
We just had your goalie on. We'll finish with a question that we gave him as well. What was the best text that you got after the win?
Best text? I'll tell the one that probably I was happiest to get was probably from my mom and dad. They're 80 years old. They're having a real tough time watching the series. And they just said, finally, it's over. Take a little break and get ready for the next series. Coming from Quebec, and with all the attention that, hockey gets in Canada, for my family and my friends and everybody. It was a challenging couple of weeks because there's not a lot of New York fans up in the province of Quebec.
Good stuff, Alain. Congratulations. We hope
Thank you.
Talk to you when you win the Stanley Cup.
Appreciate this, guys. Take care.
Good luck.
Thanks.
You are listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Catch the Michael K. Show weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on ESPN New York 98.7 FM and ESPNNewYork.com.